lazy days of summer have arrived, and with them, the opportunity to travel and see new places.
Maybe you're headed abroad to Paris, the City of Lights, and home of the 2024 Olympics. Or perhaps your journeys are taking you south of the equator to Peru for an epic hike to Machu Picchu, or to Bolivia to see the salt flats of Uyuni.
Or maybe like us, you're finding your travels are closer to home on the trails of a national park, like Mount Rainier, Shenandoah, or Yosemite.
From hikes to hotels to the best spots to eat, Moon Travel has you covered.
From excellent first-hand experience from authors who are local to the areas they are writing about, to wonderful maps and great recommendations, Moon Travel Guides give the reader so much more than other travel guides on the market.
That's right, and we are so excited that this year we are again partnering with Moon Travel.
Through this partnership, through the end of 2024, our listeners can get 20% off any Moon Travel Guide when they use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's code GAZE24, GAZE24, for 20% off any Moon Travel Guide in Moon's entire library, and you actually will not find this deal anywhere else, everybody. Head to our show notes to check it out and see Moon's entire collection of guidebooks.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips, but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings may take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel Guides have you covered.
Head to moon.com and use code GAZE24 at checkout to open up the world of possibilities for your next trip.
Moon Travel, let your heart be your compass, let Moon be your guide.
So when we were at the Airbnb in Luray, there was this book of things that we could like
explore in the area.
The area. Quite a few local shops listed and local businesses listed. We love to support a local business, obviously.
Yeah. Well, our first day was rainy. Mm-hmm. So we trinketed instead.
We did. We decided to go into little shops and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we were peeling through this book, going like, where should we go? We found this one shop whose name we won't say, but it seemed to be a queer-owned place.
Right. We assumed. We made assumptions.
We made assumptions. Mm-hmm. I think we made correct assumptions based on what we saw on the website,
right,
which the website was, I mean, I guess we can say, like, at best, we would describe as dated a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe
like
not
Windows
like
98.
Windows 98, indeed, yes. And
that might be generous. It could be 95.
Yeah, it could have been that too.
Yeah.
We were a little bit curious about what this was going to be like, but we decided we're like, okay, well, we have to go support them regardless.
They're queer owned and they're in Luray.
And the queers are here,
and
so we might as well go. We were with our friends Brian and Tino, so all four of us got into the car, headed over to this place.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we see upon arriving?
Nothing queer about it at all. We're like, oh, so this isn't necessarily a gay-centric sort of shop.
No.
It looked like a restaurant from the outside, almost.
I'm not going to lie. It looked like a lot of things from the outside.
It looked like a lot of things from the outside.
To be frank, it was like...
It was the chimera of stores.
There was like a lot of buildings sort of like patched together to make one place. Mm-hmm. So we go inside and there is a woman working behind the counter who looked very much like the spirit of the park.
As
we've described before.
Sure.
And she was like, hello and welcome in. Have you ever been here before? Like we had transported in
store.
Time. Right.
Yeah.
And so we were like, no, we've never been here before. Well, in here you will find gemstones on necklaces and you will find gemstones on rings, and we have gemstones which adorn rocks and branches
and
are
in this
inside
room.
Of clasps and also on bracelets. Okay, and then what did she say?
And in this room over here, we have figurines and flags.
And then in the room
and
next...
And, I mean, there were figurines next, and flags.
And in the room next to that, we have statues of firemen and cauldrons and skulls. I mean, it was like... It was an SNL sketch.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it
McKinnon
just kept heightening and heightening every single bit. Was so funny. And like, she was not wrong. It was like, there were cauldrons and skulls in that room.
Yeah. There were fireman figures. Yeah.
And then in the And then she said, and back here we have a small thrift store, along with imported wine and beer from other countries, as well as videotapes.
And also like the largest citrine gemstone Correct. In the state.
And
that you could take a picture next to it. All
of them
were
in this one room. Uh-huh. And we were just sort of like all entranced by the way she was speaking and how she was describing everything. And then over here. Oh, and then my favorite was when she said, and in this room we have boxes made of wood.
And there's a small freezer in the back that
with
has
cold
with
drinks.
Cold beverages. And with, there was like one.
No, she described them as cold drinks.
And there was like one Nantucket Nectar from 1995.
Correct. Correct. It seemed that this place used to have a restaurant in it and no longer had one in there, but Whew. We did love that place. Mm-hmm.
Looking for adventure, I want to follow on the trail, or get a little lost and let the wind fill my sails. Get up when the stars still fill the sky, don't wake the sun. There's so much to be done, and the day has just begun. Go where the postcards are real, you can feel, you can open your eyes and open your heart when you gaze at the national park. At the national park. At the national park. Follow you, I'll follow you there.
We would like to acknowledge that while visiting the land also known as Shenandoah National Park, that we are on the traditional and stolen land of the Manahoac people. In our last episode, where you left us, we were in the year 2024.
Which is the year currently as we're recording.
Mm-hmm. And that episode, 118, Mary's Rock, happened only a few weeks prior to our recording and release of it. Now we're transporting you back to the year 2021. Because
That's right.
This trip in which we were in Shenandoah was a part of a larger road trip that we took with our friends Brian and Tino and their dog Shay in 2021 when we also visited New River Gorge for the first time.
We'll definitely hear about them and Shay all over the New River Gorge episodes.
Right.
So you'll hear about them here too.
Mm-hmm.
This was part of our We're Vaccinated spring trip. It was our third time to Shenandoah. We were very, very excited to go. And it was the first day of April. However, it didn't feel like the first day of April.
No, not at all. So, which was a big old shock to us because we had left West Virginia the day before on March the 31st. It was a hot day of driving from West Virginia to Virginia. I remember getting to Luray. We had an Airbnb that was at like a farmhouse, which was really cool. And it was warm. It was very warm that day. It definitely felt like more like later spring than it did, you know, early spring, winter still, the first day that we arrived. Our Airbnb was really cool. It was next to like a bigger farm. It had a really big kitchen, a wood burning stove. There were two bedrooms, there was laundry, and there was a hot tub.
There was out on a deck, which was really nice.
Yeah.
Still had some groceries from when we went to the grocery store. We did a quick little grocery run in Luray, but we knew it was going to be rainy the following day. Mm-hmm. And so Brian and Tino suggested, why don't we go Trinket? And at this moment, Mike was thrilled to entertain this idea and was just like, I love this. Let's do it. Meanwhile, whenever we have been on trips, and I would say if ever I suggested something like, maybe let's not hike tomorrow and let's just like go into shops and go into little stores, he would be like, I didn't come all this way to just go into little shops and stores that you could go into back home. We're not doing that. We're getting on trails. I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if it's storming. We're doing it, period. But of course, when Brian and Tino suggest it, we love this idea.
Uh-huh. There it is.
So
there it
this
is, everybody.
Is the narrative. I've spun it before. I'm spinning it again. It's a dead horse we're beating again.
Mm-hmm. You are just like Arachne spinning her web.
That is correct. Yeah. But also, where's the lie? Correct. That's what I thought.
Well, it was a really crummy day that first day. And so, again, who wanted to be on trails? If you listen to our last episode, we had a very crummy, rainy hike. So I think we made a good choice.
We did.
So, yeah. That first day, which we did our trinketing, you know, we did drive to Luray. We did the Luray Caverns. We didn't do the Luray Caverns. We thought about it. We still have not done Luray Caverns. But we did go into the town of Luray. And we did go into the downtown. So,
and we trinketed into the little shops that are there. Mm-hmm. There are quite a few shops.
Mm-hmm. There's a little sporting goods store, like, right on the corner, too. And it was, like, fashion show there, because there was a lot on clearance, because I think it was like end of season.
Yeah.
So it was like everybody was trying things on. We also drove to
two indoor flea markets. And so we looked around at those. That was lovely and fun. And then we got dinner at this very delicious Mexican place. But we had a rule at the time that we had to eat
outside.
This was one of the only places that had outdoor dining at the time in Luray. Mm-hmm. And we went there, and it was most definitely converted from an old Pizza Hut.
Oh, absolutely.
It was like the Pizza Hut building, but it was a Mexican restaurant. Delicious. We had a great dinner there.
And then we headed back to the Airbnb, and we relaxed and had a fire and just like hung out with Shay.
And we played Uno.
And we did.
And we played a lot of Uno. Mm-hmm. And we quoted a lot of Designing Women.
Yeah.
I mean, it's four gays in an Airbnb. Like, quoting Designing Women is going to happen.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, this is going to happen anywhere.
It's true.
A gathering of more than one gay, and you will get Designing Women quoth.
So after playing Uno, we all headed to bed and got up. I probably was one of the first up in the morning, and along with Brian, and we sort of just pored over maps that were at the Airbnb at the kitchen table. And we were trying to figure out, based off of the weather, what we should do on that day. Because we had anticipated originally 3 days of hiking. First day was rainy, so we trinketed. And we had two clear days, so we wanted to try to figure out what was going to be the best course of action. Brian and Tito were definitely along for the ride, but they also, if you listen to our New River Gorge episodes with them, they sometimes bowed out and bounced, but we wanted to try to like all hike together in these 2 days. So
Shay included.
Mm-hmm.
So we also were thinking about hikes that we could bring Shay on.
Mm-hmm.
We had a big breakfast that morning. Didn't leave as early as we usually leave, which was kind of nice and a little different for us.
Yeah.
But we did that. But we packed everything up, and then we made our lunches and filled up our bladders, and then we got into the car, and Shay was very excited to get in the car and head somewhere.
So on this day, we knew that it was going to be quite a shift in the weather from our first arrival and even the rainy day. It was going to be very, very cold.
Dusty. That's how you spelled my name in the sound line.
Dusty.
Dusty.
Dusty didn't have gloves.
Dusty.
Mm-hmm.
That's not French speaking. They're American. That's what that reminds me.
Un, te, toi.
Je suis la jeune.
That's right. Muzzy.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you old, elder millennials out there in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty didn't have gloves, but this is where Brian came in clutch.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, we have to... we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
We rode in the back seat with Shay the whole time, which we love doing.
Mm-hmm.
We entered at the Thornton Gap entrance, the same entrance from episode 118.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove up the Skyline Drive as usual.
This was Brian and Tino's first time on Skyline Drive. It was kind of nice to be able to like be like, oh yeah, like, isn't this great? And they sort of got to take the views in from the front seat, which was, I think... especially at this time of year, because everything was still pretty bare up there, you're getting some pretty great views off the side of Skyline Drive. So that was really great for them.
And we were headed to the Bird Visitor Center, which was a bit of a drive from that entrance.
It was like, about a half hour.
Yeah. About a half an hour drive. And we once we got up toward the visitor center and closer to it, we realized that there was snow everywhere.
Yeah. Lots and lots and lots of snow everywhere.
And I'm not going to lie, the part of me died inside. I was like, oh, great. I don't have gloves. And here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And it was windy.
Yeah.
Great. So let's let's see how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
So we park at the visitor center, and then we get out and we get ready to go on this hike. And the hike we decided to do today was
Big Rock Falls.
Big Rock Falls.
This was a hike that was dog approved. We decided that we were going to hike a longer day the following day on a not dog approved hike. So Shay would be hanging out at the Airbnb by himself. We decided that this day we were going to do a lovely little waterfall hike. I think we were all a little crushed that it was that cold up there.
Oh, we were all crushed. It's a cold, windy morning up here on the near the Bird Visitor Center by Big Meadows here near Skyline Drive at Shenandoah National Park.
Mm-hmm.
We get all of our stuff on and we head on.
Yeah, really find the path pretty quickly through the snow because the path seemed to hold more snow than the grass area around it. Initially, this little trail from the parking lot to the road took us right to Skyline Drive. Essentially, what we had to do was cross the road and then continue on the shoulder of Skyline Drive to get to the first part of the trail, which is a fire road. So this made it a very gentle start once we got onto it.
It did. It's also like a big open area. Like, mm-hmm. you're walking through Big Meadow on mm-hmm. a fire road, and so it's a big open area, which means the wind.
Right.
So I was hiking away from everybody else because I was mostly just
crying
and in anger mm-hmm. at the time and just sort of like rage filled and just kind of like in agony.
Right.
And Brian was like, Dusty, do you need gloves? And I was like, do you have any gloves? And he was like, yeah, I have an extra pair. He borrows me an extra pair, and I'm so grateful.
He borrows you an extra pair?
That's right. As they say in the Midwest, he borrowed me an extra pair. And mm-hmm. literally that changed my entire general mood mm-hmm. in that one moment mm-hmm. was being able to have gloves. Mm-hmm. So I have a rule now when it comes to Shenandoah National Park in particular. I don't care what time of year it is. I always have gloves. Yeah. Always.
Fooled
even
me once.
Even like in for Mary's Rock.
Yeah.
Could have done it without gloves, but I was so glad that I had gloves.
We would have been both mad.
So
after walking the road for a little bit and turning onto the fire road, like Dusty said, you're essentially just cutting through the meadow. But this is where it felt very desolate and very wintry looking. There were a lot of big puffy clouds in the sky. It was definitely like, it's coming on Christmas.
Oh, it
They're
did.
Cutting
it did.
Down trees.
It was April and it felt like December.
I wish I had a river.
Mm-hmm.
But this is nice, easy terrain for all of us, especially Shay. So there are two waterfall hikes that we had wanted to do. This was the one that just seemed the most accessible for us on this day. We had done, I think, some heavy hiking in New River Gorge. And so I think this was a nice like ease in day for us when we were here. The more arduous kind of like tougher day was going to be our second day of hiking. So we did not front load as we typically do. That was totally fine. As we continue on the fire road, the road starts to gently curve as we are walking and it heads towards the woods.
There are a lot more like potholes in the road as like we get closer to the woods. I mean, it's a fire road. It's not getting like updated and fixed all the time mm-hmm. because it's not used all the time by vehicles. It's mm-hmm. there for emergency purposes.
Mm-hmm.
We head into the woods. The sun is doing a lot of, you know, going in and out of clouds. It's not making up its mind whether it's going to like come out and warm things up or not. But we soldier on and we continue on this trail knowing that there will be waterfalls ahead. And with that, let's take our first break. During the months of May and June, we are highlighting the work of LGBT plus outdoors in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
LGBT plus outdoors mission is all about connecting members of the LGBTQ plus community through the outdoors, strengthening the ties of the community, and fostering a love of the outdoors while doing so.
Along with creating community among queer outdoor adventure seekers, LGBT plus outdoors seeks to break down stereotypes and remove barriers for the LGBTQ plus community in what is traditionally a heteronormative outdoor industry. LGBT plus outdoors is committed to not not only this, but sustainability practices in the outdoors, including environmental stewardship, inclusivity and accessibility, and collaborative partnerships.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support LGBT plus outdoors this May and June. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information.
Or go to www.lgbtoutdoors.com/donation form. All right, Mike, what game are we playing today?
We are playing a new game, and it's called One Letter Added.
Great.
So instead of one letter change, where one of the letters of a word, like a four-letter word, shifts to create another four-letter word, just with a one single letter different, this is adding a letter to a word to create a new word. So you're going to have to guess both words.
Great. Yeah, great. I'm ready.
Okay.
I've got mine ready to
Me
go.
Me too. We're going to do two each. Okay. So how you might describe food that is disgusting or food that you might feed to a pig, and then something you might need an intercept formula for.
What is slop slope?
That's correct.
Great.
Slop slope.
I went more from, I was thinking of the two of them as one thing.
Okay.
So my clues describe them as one thing, but they are two words, and the second word has a letter added.
Okay.
So, for instance, this is the account that you would put money into to pay for the exciting things that you want to do on your own time.
Is saving savings?
Not saving, no. I say account because it's like the place upon which one might draw money from.
Is bank one of the words?
No.
I don't know.
What do you generally call like the exciting things that you do on your own time?
Sleeping.
But I would say that you would describe sleeping as this.
Relaxing?
Something that you enjoy.
Fun.
There it is.
Okay. Fun fund. A fun
there you
fund.
Go. There the we fun go. Fund.
There we go.
What do I enjoy?
The
sleeping?
Fun maker.
It's fun. There. I knew you'd get there from sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Okay. This bodily fluid with someone who is potentially a colleague or a friend. That's also your age, potentially.
Oh, what is a pee pure? Wow. Great.
Pay pure.
Okay, great. This is a sort of acrylic-based artist tool that is not tool, but like...
Material?
Material that's used on canvases. Comes in various colors. That was very arduous and distressing to make.
What is pain paint?
That is correct.
There we go.
And that is one letter added. All right, so we're walking into the woods on the fire road. And soon we get to the intersection for the Mill Pond Trail. And this is a trail that will take us down to the falls.
On our way down, there. So looking at the trails as we did prior to hiking, there was the option to come back up this trail, the Mill Pond Trail, or to continue on and come back a different way to the parking lot. And we figured that out kind of. We were going to make a game time decision about that as we made our return trip. Essentially, the Mill Pond Trail at this point is a horse trail. That's what it is for the most part to get down to the falls on the hike.
After experiencing horse trails in Shenandoah and then also Great Smoky Mountains National Park, I would say there's a big difference.
Yeah.
The horse trails in Shenandoah are a little more...
kept up.
Tread upon.
Yeah.
And we saw no snakes on these.
Well, it was winter, though.
It was.
But in kind of both situations here. This is, for the most part, a pretty gentle walk through the woods initially. The trail meanders a little bit. But for the most part, it stays relatively flat with maybe a very calm descent as we're getting onto it.
We were following yellow blazes as we were doing this trail. And still, there was lots of snow covering the ground. We can see it through the trees as we're walking down. The trees are pretty dense in this part. So we're seeing the snow through them. But eventually, we end up taking more of a descent on this trail, it turns and goes a little further down. And this is where the landscape starts to shift a little bit. There's still snow, but it's definitely thinner here, mostly because like we're in thicker trees here and we're not in a big open meadow.
Well, and also we are gaining a little bit of temperature as we're heading down here. And this is where we start to see things become way more green. It is not flowers or new leaves on trees, but it's a ton of moss. This is going to be a continued part of the trail as we continue to hike down to the falls. It just felt like a very, very mossy experience, and no one was complaining about that.
No, and I have to say, this is the mossiest area I think we've seen in Shenandoah, and it's beautiful and like totally worth going and looking at.
Yeah, I would say that honestly, for us hiking at this time of the year in Shenandoah, for this part of the trail, we kind of oscillated back and forth between really green and then a lot more snow on the ground. And I think it just depended on how much light was coming through the trees and what was getting hit with light, because there were some areas that there were just a lot of snow as we continued hiking down.
But as we kept going, it was just more and more moss the entire time. Mm-hmm. And I think it definitely activated our gay sensibilities, because moss is gay.
Yeah, moss is queer.
Moss is... it's
moss is queer.
It is a rule of the gay outdoors that moss is queer.
Yeah.
That is for the permanent record.
Yes, we did also get some lichen and fungi ally too as well.
We did. I mean, fungi ally. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. So we run across one of the Shenandoah Trail markers, which are these concrete posts that have these tiny little metal stamped bands around them that say where you're headed. So we take that in and we're headed in the right way.
And this is like exactly where sort of the snow is basically gone as we have continued to descend. This is where we actually start to take way more of a descent on the trail, but we are all very prepared for it at this point.
Many hikes in Shenandoah that are like on the fringe of Skyline Drive go like down to a particular point near the base of a mountain and then like back up.
Yeah.
That's how like most of them work, because Skyline Drive is like elevated up.
Yeah.
So when you're on a trail, you're headed down and then you come back up most of the time.
This trail happened to be mostly an out and back with the option for that alternative route for return, but we knew that even with that different return, we were going far down to come way back. It was about almost 900 feet of elevation loss and gain the entire time. It wasn't chump change as far as elevation goes. We were definitely losing a lot and then going to be gaining a lot back as we continued back up from the falls.
As we keep going here, we definitely start getting a little more water, streams, rills, things like that along the way. I do love these hikes when there's water involved or when there's stream involved. Now, this was not like the Big Branch Trail in New River Gorge, which was just like water constantly and tons of waterfalls. So as we were heading down, there are a lot of small falls along the way that we can see as we're going. And since we're walking and they're kind of behind us, we knew that when we would come back up, we would really get a good view of them.
As we continue down, it's the temperature just continues to shift and get warmer and warmer. And we had all been very seriously bundled. So we had to stop at some point and delayer a little bit along the way. Just like scarves and hats did not need to be on, because it was starting to get much warmer now, especially again, all of the snow at this point pretty much gone. Truly, this is just a lovely little hike in the woodlands with waterfalls and moss. So who's complaining about that?
Exactly. And so here is a piece of advice that I would like to give everybody. First, do whatever you have to do in order to like make an incredibly close friend with someone who has a memory like that is untouched by other people's ability to remember things. And then if there are movies that they have seen that maybe you've seen once and you don't really care to see again, but you're curious about them, just say like, tell me what happens in this movie. And then they will tell you what happens, and they will take just as long to tell you as the movie takes to watch.
It didn't take that long.
Disagree. Okay. But okay. I was like, I have seen The Lord of the Rings once, because I was like, I'm seeing this one time. People were losing their minds over it when it came out, and I get why. But ultimately, at the time, not my bag. Now, after doing this hike, I did go home and watch them after this.
Yeah.
I do have to say. But we were walking around and I was like, God, this feels like Middle Earth. And I was like, hey, Mike, what happens in Lord of the Rings Fellowship of the Ring? You were like, well, and then Mike proceeded to tell me the entire, I think it might have taken you like 2.5 hours to do it instead of the 3 hours.
I don't think it was even that long. I think it was like an hour.
I don't know, because like it would take a long time, and we did this for all three of the movies, and we like saved them. I was like, okay, we're going to be doing Ascent here for probably like 2 hours. I'm going to save Two Towers for this moment.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm going to save Return of the King for this mm-hmm. particular mm-hmm. time over mm-hmm. here.
Well, this is how Spoil a Movie was born.
Entirely.
Yeah. You know, as we continue to meander down through the budding spring trees and moss, I deftly retold the story of Frodo and the Ring from Fellowship of the Ring. It's pretty much very soft earth for much of our journey down. We definitely did hit some twisty rock sections along the way with a lot of small stones on the trail, which is never any of our favorites. But again, for the most part, this was a pretty easy trail on the feet.
The sun is much higher in the sky now, so the trail is essentially like bare. There's no more snow anywhere. We're feeling great and much happier because we're out of the wind of the meadow. As we continue down, there is a set of falls with like a little bit of water depth. So Mike steps out to take a photo down the river. As we get a little closer to the foot of the falls, there's a rocky section that we have to cross, and we have to like actually like cross across the rocks of the river and whatnot. And it was fun. But we eventually make our way down to the base of the falls, and it is, no lie, like a little river moss kingdom down there. Highly recommend this hike.
Yeah,
just to get to here, because it's so otherworldly right in that spot.
Yeah, totally. There is a small little footbridge here so you can cross to get to the other side. There's also so much to just explore here. So we kind of took a moment to debag and snack and just sort of meander around, because it is just like moss is everywhere. The rocks are covered. The trees are covered. And we walk down on this side, this bank of the river that we're on, for just a while, just to kind of poke around, and then eventually make our way back sort of to the area of the footbridge. There were a few other hikers here as we were hiking, or as we were kind of just hanging out, and we got to chat with them for a good amount of time. And it honestly was just nice to have the moment to just rest and take all of this in, especially all of the moss, because there was so much of it.
And with that, let's take our next break. I'm so excited about this queen in Drag Corner.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage
Mabel Syrup.
Mabel Syrup.
God, I love this name. Mabel Syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's how I grew up saying it, was syrup, not syrup.
Mm-hmm.
We can say it however we want, but as for me in my house, we say syrup.
Syrup.
Okay, who is Mabel Syrup? I feel like she has a bit of a Gem in the Holograms type deal. And what I mean by that is like she's got two identities.
Okay.
Like, but they're both visual. Like she's like waitress or server at a diner by day.
Mm-hmm.
But then at night she does these like really high fashion wet looks. Like wet hair
mm-hmm.
dripping in jewels kind mm-hmm. of like looks, right?
Okay.
And so, like, I feel like in her act, she goes from one to the other.
Got it.
So she's like a transformation queen.
Transformation queen. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was feeling that she was very much so a super fan of the musical Waitress.
Well, I would imagine she is. And she probably mm-hmm. has a lot of that in her act, like in her, you know, in her daytime persona.
Sure.
That she probably does a lot of that stuff.
And I feel like she might serve and sing. By that I mean, I feel like she's waitressing and also like performing her act. Like she's handing out food.
Oh, I see. Crowd. So she's actually like working mm-hmm. as part of.
But she's also serving.
Oh, she's serving. She's always serving. Yeah. Even her waitress mm-hmm. looks serves. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no. So she's unsuspecting, and so it's like a reveal that like, oh, she's the queen. Oh, she's got way more than we thought.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So I'm into more. That. I feel like she lip syncs too. She works hard for the money too. I feel
you know,
like
that was on my tip of my tongue, but I feel like we've had that in our canon.
Well,
before.
You know what? Donna Summer is always okay to bring back right? around.
Great.
It's never a bad thing to bring back Donna Summer. She is the queen of disco. She's mm-hmm. gay legendary status at all times.
Mm-hmm. And I think she gives out little little bottles of maple syrup.
Probably.
That's her own brand.
Her own maple syrup.
Yeah.
That's
she's
hers.
Got a tap up in Vermont.
Just perfect.
With Fitz and Olivia.
That's right. Fitz and Olivia. That's right.
That's
good
a scandal
Lord.
Reference. Uh-huh. Deep cut scandal reference, God. Everybody. Yeah. So, Thaddeus and Gentlethems, please welcome to the stage.
Maple syrup. So, after hanging out here for a while at Big Rock Falls, which was so wonderful and highly recommend, because we just sort of like, we ate lunch here, kind of piled around here for a little while.
Yeah.
So much fun. We took a lot of photos here. We decided that we're going to head back, but this time we're going to get on the Mill Pond Trail, which was going to get us onto the AT for a little bit and swing us back into the parking lot.
So this was kind of like the continuation of Mill Pond, like it, but it was less of a horse trail here. It was more of like a people trail. It definitely was a very abrupt shift as we headed out from the falls and started towards Mill Pond Trail. Whatever sun we had dropped behind wintry clouds, and all the moss that we were enjoying just began to disappear. While we were following yellow blazes on the way down, we ended up making our way back up along light blue blazes.
Because those are the colors for the Mill Pond Trail.
Mm-hmm.
Very quickly started to have a return of snow, and it felt like we had gotten kicked out of paradise. And we took it as a personal offense mm-hmm. of homophobia. So we continued to spoil a movie. You continued to tell us about Fellowship of the Ring. What I loved was Brian going, how does he remember all of this? That was just like, I mm-hmm. think Brian said that about 2,700 yeah. times.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no lie, Brian.
It's trauma.
Well, it's trauma. But I'm like, this is the only reason we have a show is most of the time because only Mike is the one who remembers what happened. Because I'm like boop bopping along, mm-hmm. having a great time. We get to the end and I'm like, what did we do? What did we just do? And when and where?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, we're here right now? So, yes. And then he was like, you've seen how many times? And I was like, oh, yeah, he's probably only seen that movie one time. Let me rephrase. You could probably do that even if you only saw the movie
sure.
one time.
Yeah.
For the record.
As we continued to hike, it felt like everything sort of got a coat of powdered sugar in the way that the snow had fallen.
I'm
here.
Sorry. What was that? A coat of what?
A coat of powdered sugar.
Thank you.
You're welcome. As we continued up, we had some small stream crossings. As we continued up about 500 feet of elevation from the falls to Skyline Drive, it felt very slopey as we started to get closer to the top of the ridge where the road was. And while the trail was clear, we did begin to head up a bit of an odd angle. And I remember that my ankles were very cranky at this point because of the way our footfall was.
As we got to the top, it started to level out a little bit. Felt a little more like the fire road that we went through at the beginning of the hike through the Big Meadow. But after crossing the road, we left the Mill Pond Trail and we got on to the AT. And the AT means the Appalachian Trail, which runs across the Appalachian Mountains. And the Appalachian Mountains are on which side of the country, Michael?
The east side of the country.
That is correct. And they run from where to where?
From Georgia to Maine.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Girl, you better know your Appalachian Mountains.
Girl, you better know your North American mountain ranges.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, we've been on the AT many times in many different spots. We're talking about all the different places we have been on the AT. That was the topic of conversation at that time. But this was a much woodsier section than the beginning of the hike. Still snow on the ground, but not as much as other parts. It's Shenandoah, so like the trees are deciduous. Some evergreen, but mostly deciduous. They weren't fully in bloom at this time.
No, not
at all. But it is
Shenandoah in April.
Shenandoah in April. It's
You're not
beautiful,
getting it.
But
yeah.
not fully green yet.
Mm-mm. This is much less aggressive hiking on the AT right here, specifically based off of what we had just hiked. There's a moment of you and I on this part of the trail where we were using our poles to kind of vogue down the trail that was filmed.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That is absolutely ridiculous. That was fun. I think we were just at this point, we were a little punchy. Not that this was like a terribly, terribly long day of hiking, but I think it was good to have friends on the trail with us. And we just were having a ball.
We were having a ball with
our
gals. We were
just having a ball.
Because, girl, that was all we had. It was yeah. COVID high times.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
So we had to do quite a bit of the Appalachian Trail here to get us back to the visitor center. But it helped us that most of it was along a ridgeline that allowed us to have some relatively flat travel on the way back. There was one pretty good section of grunt work that we had to do before we made it back onto the road and to get on a small connector trail. I do remember some birds here on the small connector trail that were flying around. There was like a male bird chasing a female bird. She's chasing him, like back and forth. But yes, we were rewarded by getting back to the road and walking a relatively flat walk back to the visitor center. And of course, this was time for us to use the restroom.
And merchandise
mm-hmm. here at the visitor center. For the record, Brian and I are on the exact same bathroom schedule, which is, it's so wonderful to have
someone.
To not
feel shamed?
I don't feel any shame. It's just like, I don't know. There's a special bond you have with someone when it's like you're on the same bathroom schedule as them. Brian and I were the entire time.
You and I can pee as one.
Right. There was no peeing as one.
Just call my name. I'll pee there.
Your Honor, she's reaching.
We did take some shifts as we were with the dog. So I think you and I spent some time in the car and Brian and Tina went to the store and then vice versa after, you know, taking a look at what was in the gift shop here and having our little merchandise moment, we decided to make our way back to the Airbnb and spend some time with a little wood burning stove and a little hot tub.
All right, let's quickly put these sections on the Karen Stone scale. Let's start at the top of this hike. The Rapidian Fire Road.
One. Two. Yeah.
Okay, you great. Know, three out potholes. Of 20 Karen Stones. Mm-hmm. Maybe some potholes. Maybe some unevenness. The Mill Pond Horse Trail.
This was mostly downhill, and it was pretty soft. I felt like this was maybe a three.
Three for me, too. Mm-hmm. Six out of 20 Karen Stones. The Mill Pond Trail on the way back up.
This was a little bit more, now I'm like...
There was a little bit of challenge here. I'm giving it a four.
Actually, I think it's Mill Prong. We've said pond the entire time.
Well, you know what, everybody? It's Mill Prong Trail. So that's that, everybody. We've been saying Mill Pond. That's wrong. Corrections corner here right now in this moment.
Sorry.
It is Mill Prong, which like... We had written Mill Prong in all of our notes and then we're like, actually, we think it's Mill Pond. So we said Mill Pond, but in fact, it is Mill Prong. So the Mill Prong Trail on the way back up, four for me.
Yeah, I would say it's a four for me as well.
8 out of 20 Karen Stones. Then this section of the AT.
Three.
Me as well. So
just
6 out of 20 Karen Stones. Or 3 out of 10 if you, you know, do your fraction reductions. And let's end this episode like we end all of our episodes with some Jeopardy style trivia. I would trust your memory more than I trust a lot of things.
Well, prong is like a weird word. You know what I mean?
Prong is a weird word.
So like, I think I wrote pond in the beginning and I just checked it and it's prong. So,
okay. Well, I mean, listen, like we spent a whole episode in Arches saying like,
yeah,
Devil's Garden.
I know.
Or Devil's Playground. I really don't remember what it is.
I think it's Devil's Garden.
Okay. Confirmed. It is Devil's Garden. And we called it Devil's Playground that entire episode. Corrections Corner.
Corrections
it is
Corner.
What it is. That was back in season one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So here we are. And we're playing Jeopardy style trivia. Mike, why don't you get us started?
Great. My Jeopardy is titled, it was inspired by the Lord of the Rings retelling.
Oh, okay.
And
great.
It's movies by title. So okay. I'm going to give you one word from each film of the trilogy, and you will have to name the trilogy of films. So, for example, if it was Lord of the Rings, it might be Fellowship, Tower,
King. Got it.
And you would have to name the trilogy.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm with you.
And I'm pretty sure I tried to do them in order, so it will be helpful, hopefully.
Great.
All right.
Let's do it.
So for 100, begins, night, K-N-I-G-H-T, and rises.
What is the Batman trilogy?
That's correct. Can you name the director of all three of those films?
Christopher Nolan.
That's correct. Great. Bonus points.
And so that is Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and Dark Knight Rises.
Mm-hmm. For 200, Ark, Doom, Crusade.
What is Indiana Jones?
That's right.
And that was Spielberg, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so
I didn't
that
include
is...
Crystal Skull or
no,
whatever.
I understand. I understand.
Dial of Destiny.
The Dural of Destiny.
Dural of Destiny.
I was like, what's a Dural? And he was like, it's Dial. And I was like, well, font is important. Okay, so that is Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom, and then The Last Crusade.
Correct.
Even though it wasn't The Last Crusade. They crusaded again twice over.
They did crusade again.
So anywho.
I know.
Okay, great.
When you should leave well enough alone.
Oh, we should. Yeah, it's true.
All right. For 300, mm-hmm. Mystery, Shagged, Member.
What is Austin Powers?
Correct.
Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, and Austin Powers, Gold Member.
Correct. Do you know the director of all three?
No.
I didn't either. His name is Jay Roach.
Oh, Jay Roach. Okay, great.
Great. For 400, Menace, Attack, Revenge.
What is the episodes 1-3 of Star Wars?
Correct.
And that is Star Wars, The Phantom Menace, mm-hmm. Star Wars, Attack of the Clones, mm-hmm. and what was the third word?
Revenge.
Oh, and then Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith.
Correct.
Great. And I don't know who directed those.
George Lucas.
He directed those? Mm-hmm. I know he directed the... Oh, he stopped when they started doing the new ones.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. I have six. So this
great.
Is for 500.
Great.
For 500.
I'm nailing it right
you
now.
You are. You're doing wonderful. Pearl, Chest, End.
What is Pirates of the Caribbean?
That's correct.
Curse of the Black Pearl, Dead Man's Chest, and World's End.
Correct.
God, nailing it. I swept this category. Okay, great.
And for six.
I don't know who directed this.
Gore Verbinski.
Great.
All right.
And I don't know her.
And for six. Night, Dawn, Day.
Night is spelled with an N.
Mm-hmm.
Not a K-N. That's mm-hmm. what I meant.
Mm. They all have the same... So Night, Dawn, and Day are then followed by the same phraseology.
Oh, okay.
Of is the second word.
It's not of the dead, is it? Is it Day of the Dead, Night, Dawn of the Dead, and Night of the Dead?
Night of the Living Dead.
Night day of the Living
of,
Dead.
Dawn of the Dead, and then Day of the Dead.
Oh, look
yeah.
at that.
Yeah.
Great.
By George Romero.
Lovely.
Great. You did very well.
Thank you. All right, so...
Toss.
Let's see how well you do with this category. I was inspired by the name Shenandoah, mm-hmm. and I'm shocked that we haven't put two and two together, like Shenandoah and Shannon Doherty.
Oh.
Actress who is often cited as being...
Problematic
Shannon Doherty. But I'm like, it would be a great drag name if her name were Shannon Doherty. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is an entire category on the career of Shannon Doherty.
Great.
And you just have to name the project.
Charmed.
For 100, this show starring Doherty premiered at the height of the late 90s and early aughts network TV witch content and co-starred Holly Marie Combs and Alyssa Milano.
Mm-hmm. What is Charmed?
That is right. For 200... Mm-hmm. This high school girl precursor to films like Mean Girls and Clueless about a group of girls all by the same name also starred Winona Ryder.
What is Heathers?
That's right.
What a great dark film.
Great dark film. For 300, this iconic Aaron Spelling primetime soap opera starred Doherty for the first 5 seasons as Brenda Walsh and took place in a very famous California zip code.
What is Beverly Hills 90210?
That's right. You loved that show.
I never watched that.
That was your favorite show.
I never watched it.
For 400... Now we're getting
more of a Melrose Place guy. Also a show I never watched.
This movie takes its name from an iconic Cyndi Lauper song and found Doherty sharing the screen with the film's other stars, who included Sarah Jessica Parker, a young Sarah Jessica Parker, and a young Helen Hunt.
What is Time After Time?
Girl, no. What is the other one?
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
There you go. Correct. You got it. I'm giving it to you. And for 500, in what can only be considered an attempt at changing her own reputation and showing perhaps creative range, Doherty starred as the central character in this biopic TV movie titled A Burning Passion, about this female writer, the author of Gone with the Wind.
Who is Louisa May Alcott?
Definitely not.
She wrote Little Women. No, she did. Yeah.
Yes. Not to be confused with Laura Ingalls Wilder, who wrote
Gone with the Wind.
Wrong. Who wrote That Little House on the Prairie? No, who wrote Gone with the Wind? She has an alliterative name. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is it with an M?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Mary Martin?
Right before she started in Peter Pan, Mary Martin took some time off from her very busy performance career to write Gone with the Wind under the pseudonym
time travel too.
Margaret Mitchell.
Margaret Mitchell.
This has been Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast, and we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Gaze at the National Parks was created and is hosted by us,
Dustin Ballard
and Michael Ryan.
To see images from this episode, follow our Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks. To contact us, email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com. And to find out more about the parks visited on this show, visit our website, gazeatthenationalparks.com. And that's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
All original artwork featured on Instagram, on our website, and in the Gaze Shop is by me, Michael Ryan.
All original music was written and performed by Dave Seaman and Mariello Klinger, with Sean Sklios on guitar. This episode was edited by me, Dustin Ballard.
We would also like to acknowledge that we're recording this episode that we are on the traditional and stolen lands of the Lenape people, also known as Ocean County, New Jersey.